Baltimore Shakespeare Factory is opening The Life and Death of King John. This will be opening July the 27th, running through August the 19th at St. Mary's Community Centre. And my guest today is the founding artistic director of BSF, Tom DeLise. Great to have you back. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much, Judith. Great to be back.
So I see you billing this as a thriller. Tell me about that.
Well, King John is a very undervalued play. I feel like when I first read it, I thought, why aren't people doing this? And that was my thought years ago. But, you know, as a theater producer, you're always a little afraid to do something nobody knows anything about. But it is part thriller. It's part politics. It's part tragedy. It's part comedy. It's part soap opera. There's a lot, actually, of soap opera in King John.
What is the soap opera element?
Well, just arguing families and everybody trying to step on everybody else's neck to move up to the next level and, you know, false promises. You know, it's in that sense, it's the world of politics, too. You know, the deals that are made for everybody to see and then the deals that are made behind closed doors.
Anyone who's familiar with the play and the subsequent film, The Lion in Winter, this is sort of like the sequel, right?
Exactly. This is supposedly what really happened, at least according to Shakespeare. So you have all those same characters that are involved. Well, not all of them, I should say. You don't have Richard, the Lionheart. But you have John, who is portrayed in a pretty, I think, comical way, at least in Lion in Winter. Eleanor of Aquitaine is in this, the prime mover and shaker. So it's a really interesting, fun play, actually, that our actors are loving. Most of them, we talked to them the other day about it, and we said, you know, how many of you had never even read it before you were cast in it? And, you know, virtually everyone. And they were very surprised when they first read it.
So I have to say, I've never seen it, but I do know that Shakespeare gives it a really interesting reading in terms of the complexity of John's character, and that he is a selfish man, but at the same time, he's very much at the mercy of the papist church, and he's kind of caught between those two, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. He is a selfish man. He is a man, though, that does have a conscience. He is a man who is taking a stand against the Roman Catholic Church at a time when that was almost suicidal, and he takes a very strong stand against it and speaks words that would be incredibly blasphemous and you would think would make his followers melt away from him, but they don't for the most part. Some of them do, but really not over the religious issue, honestly, at least in Shakespeare and in history too. Pretty much people stuck with him. But for Shakespeare's audience, who at this time is predominantly Protestant and had a dislike of the Roman Catholic Church and its pomposity, there would have been a lot of cheers maybe at some of the things that John says in relation to the church that in his own time would have been blasphemous.
Well, congratulations to you for doing this. This is The Life and Death of King John, the next production for Baltimore Shakespeare Factory, opening on July the 27th, running through August the 19th in the Great Hall Theatre at St. Mary's Community Centre on Roland Avenue. More information is at baltimoreshakespearefactory.org. I've been speaking to their founding artistic director, Tom DeLise. Good luck.
Thank you so much, Judith.